From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Office of South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he and President Trump have reaffirmed the need to bring North Korea back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. Mr. Trump had tweeted earlier in the week that talking is not the answer after Pyongyang's latest missile launch, which Kim Jong-un called a simulation of war meant to demonstrate his military's capability to strike the U.S. territory of Guam. President Trump has repeatedly stated options regarding North Korea include military action. Kenyans reacted with celebration, frustration, and shock on Friday after their Supreme Court ordered a do-over of last month's presidential election because of irregularities. President Uhuru Kenyatta defeated opposition leader Raila Odinga by a margin of about 1.4 million votes. Kenyatta reacting to Friday's ruling.
I personally disagree with the ruling that has been made today, but I respect it as much as I disagree with it.
And Odinga also reacted.
It is now clear that no one in Kenya is above the law. A new Kenya has been born.
Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must be held in 60 days. Rescuers continuing their search for survivors in the U.S. state of Texas 1 week after Hurricane Harvey began sweeping through the Gulf Coast region, dumping unprecedented amounts of rain, displacing more than 1 million people, and claiming the lives of at least 39. Meantime, tens of thousands of people remain in evacuation centers throughout the region. White House says President Trump will visit Houston later today. This is VOA News. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims are pouring into Bangladesh from Myanmar. That story now covered by VOA's Bill Gallo.
Myanmar's military said Friday that almost 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine, triggered by attacks on security forces by insurgents from the Rohingya ethnic minority. Both sides accuse the other of atrocities as tens of thousands of Rohingya flee to Bangladesh. Most of Myanmar's estimated 1 million Rohingya live in northern Rakhine State. They face severe persecution, with the government refusing to recognize them as a legitimate native ethnic minority, leaving them without citizenship and basic rights. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
United Nations says at least 38,000 people have fled from Myanmar into Bangladesh, most of them Rohingya. Community leaders in Bangladesh have told VOA that some Hindus, also a minority in Myanmar, have crossed the border. Sources in Bangladesh have told VOA's Bangla service that as many as 60,000 have crossed the border in the past 8 days. Venezuela's former chief prosecutor, Luisa Ortega, met Mexico's attorney general, handed over documents regarding Venezuela.
They have been very receptive to my presence here in Mexico City. I basically came to this country to meet with the Attorney General of the Republic, to whom I have related some important information related to some investigations that are in Venezuela and that may be of interest to this country.
Ortega fled her homeland after accusing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of involvement in corruption. Ortega said she had evidence that Maduro was involved in graft with the construction company Odebrecht. Ortega said that she would give details of the corruption cases to authorities in the United States, Spain, Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia. Colombia's Marxist former guerrilla group, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, have relaunched a civilian political party with a new name, the Common Alternative Revolutionary Force, thus preserving the acronym in Spanish. The new FARC party held a formal launch in Bolivar Square under the 2016 peace accord with the government, which brought an end to the bloody civil war that had killed more than 220,000 people. Most of the group's fighters were granted amnesty and allowed to participate in politics. Under the deal, FARC will have 10 automatic seats in Congress through 2026 and may campaign for additional seats. Both legislative and presidential elections in Colombia are set for 2018. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.